Good afternoon or good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good afternoon, Malka.
How are you doing, Malka?
Good. Thank you, and yourself?
Baruch Hashem, I'm well.
Right. I'm going to go mute.
Okay.
And I will too.
All right. And hopefully I won't drop the call, but I'm getting a sense of why that happens. So when that situation returns, I'll check rather than just keep going. And just for the record, it was only the last 6 minutes or 7 minutes that was missed. But as I understand it, what was recorded was through verse 706, and we're in Parashat Pinchas from the Zohar, section 105. And we'll start with verse 707. Until we get to verse 711, I'm going to not do the Aramaic, but just the English. And when we get to verse 711, I'll start the Aramaic again. That's because I already covered the Aramaic in the last 6 or 7 minutes. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. Are there any questions before I begin? L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte vidhilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu liachta l'shem yudhe bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Am Adonai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kononei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kononei. Verse 707 in the English translation. Draw the upper days of Zeranpin to the lower days of Malchut, so that they will be one, all joined together. And who draws them? These are the 10 of Malchut, when she is on the right side, that is Chesed. For it is written on the 10th day, the Hebrew word is Be'asor, namely Malchut, when she is on the right side. He asks, it is written as Be'asor, when the verse should have used the more common Be'asara, literally meaning the 10th day. What is Be'asor? He answers, there are 9 in each direction, with 1 point that goes in the middle. Thus, and this point completes the 10 Sephirot. This is why it is written Be'asor, just as it is written, remember, the Hebrew word is zachor, and keep, the Hebrew word is shamor, namely the form of the infinitive absolute of the verb, the meaning of be'asor thus being to use the 10 in such a way that these 9 days will use that point. Of this month, which is Nisan, alludes to Chesed, to show that these days that are drawn down will be on the right side, which is Chesed, in order to combine Zot, literally this in the feminine, which is Malchut, with Zeh, this in the masculine, which is Zeranpin, for it all to be one. The thoughts that came to me as I'm reading this the second time were very overwhelming in the positive. And so I am going to make some comments here to try and give you some deeper understandings. You'll notice that the word Be'azor is similar, sounds like Zachor and also Shamor. And the explanation is that the word Be'azor is the infinitive, to the tenth. It's not saying Be'asara, the tenth day, or with the tenth day. It's recognizing the verb form, the infinitive verb form. Who draws Zeronpin down to Malchut is what's being explained here. Well, the human species is Malchut, the manifestation of the ten Sephirot, is the human species. When these nine in each direction are drawn down, but they're all connected to the tenth, which is Malchut. So the directions of north, south, east, and west, what does that look like spiritually? When it says that Nisan is Chesed, this is Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the first 6 months of the year, Nisan through Elul, is the sixth Sephirot in Zeronpin. But Yesod is in Zeronpin, but part of it is in Malchut, is unified, never separates from Malchut, as the two parts of Yesod being the stem and the crown. The crown is always concealed. And this is the meaning of Zot and Zeh, as we discuss when we talk about the light of Hanukkah. And what is the light of Hanukkah? The light of Hanukkah is the Organuz, the concealed light that comes out during those 8 days of Hanukkah. Verse 708. And when these 4 days that follow the tenth of the month join up with the four directions, south, north, east, and west, which are the secret of Chesed and Gevurah, Tiferet and Malchut, and combine with them, with the 10 days, then that animal, which is Malchut, gives birth to the lights of the redemption. And the serpent departs. And at that time, that animal is sanctified on high and is called glory. And then the festival was sanctified. This had not been the case previously, but now in the festival, she is called glory. As it is written, and in his temple, everyone speaks of his glory. And the rest of it is the synopsis that we've not reading. You can feel free to read later. But a quick comment again. This idea of the animal is Malchut. That's such a gift from Rabbi Ashlag, because without it, we would never understand this verse. But this is to the lights of redemption. And what is the redemption? It is Malchut rising to Bina, surrounding Bina, making Bina the interior of the Malchut, the inner versus the external, the internal versus the external. And if you understand this concept of glory, Glory means that malchut is external, but the internal of bina, and they are the same. Because the only ways in spirituality that malchut can be connected to bina is when malchut rises to the level of bina. But when it rises, and this is all taught in the 10 luminous emanations, when malchut rises, it's an indication that the desire to the receive, which is the fourth phase, minimizes. There's no more strength to the desire to receive. And that becomes the paradox. Because the desire to receive of bina, which is phase two, that desire to receive is not yet a true desire. It's not yet aware that it has lost something. Phase two is the desire, I want to share. It's a desire, but it's not, I want it back. I've realized I've lost something and I demand it back. The strength of the desire at bina is much less than the strength of the desire at malchut. And for malchut to rise to bina, that desire has to come into unity. But the redemption means that the desire of malchut remains the same, even though it rose to bina. And that's a paradox that we do not understand. Verse 709. The faithful shepherd said, these matters that are stated above in the preceding paragraph are insufficiently clear, and they have to be explained for the friends. For whoever hides the secrets of the Torah from them saddens them, for the lights of the secrets are darkness for the wicked, and it is like silver that is hidden away. If one digs until he discovers it, but it is not his, it becomes like darkness and gloom in his mind, while for one to whom it belongs, to illuminates on him. It illuminates on him. This is the reason why a person should reveal the hidden secrets of the Torah to the friends. You have to ask, who are the friends? Generally speaking, it's talking about the people of the Talmud. The sages of the Talmud are great. They're tremendous souls, but they don't study. Many of them did not study the secrets of the spiritual system. They were explaining the how of each mitzvah. How do you do it properly? What is your consciousness? What's involved? But they didn't truly study the secrets and reveal the secrets. And then the essence of the Talmud is incomplete. It only becomes complete with the Zohar. And it's incumbent upon those of us who study the Zohar to reveal these hidden secrets of the Torah, which means we have to share. Starting April 13th, I'm going to be teaching afternoon classes. Some will be at 2 p.m. and some will be at 1 p.m. and I'll be giving out a schedule. but I'll be doing a basic class again. I will be doing a Sefer Yetzirah class again. I will be studying the Book of Prophets. Why am I doing that? Because everyone is home. I'll be reaching out, but it will be incumbent on my students to reach out and invite a friend to these classes, especially the new basic course starting on the Monday of April 13th. And that one will start at 1 p.m. Verse 7:10. On the 10th day means that the nine sephirot are in all directions, paralleling the 9 months of a pregnant woman's period of gestation, which is the same as the numerical value of Aleph Chet of Echad. Aleph Chet Dalet. Who is the woman with child? And just another thought. Aleph Chet is gematria of 9. It's from Keter to Yesod. And Yesod is also Malchut. So 9 is really 10. But how can 10 be 9? This is the paradox. Continuing to read. Who is the woman with child? She is the Dalit of Echad. Aleph Chet is 9, and these are the 9 sephirot in the 4 directions of the letter Dalit, which is 4. And thus they are 40. 4 times 9 is 36, and the 4 directions, the Dalit is 4, is 40. 36 plus 4. Aleph Chet corresponds to remember. What is remember? The Zachor, the spiritual level, which is there on pin, while Dalit corresponds to keep, Shamor, the physical level, the Malchut, which is Malchut, and together with them, they are 42. We understand how we got to 40, but what are the other two? The other two are Zachor and Shamor. Verse 7:11. And this is the verse that I stopped at. Ishtar kavod itmar be'a b'shakama lav. You'll notice that there's no vowels under that, and under that, it's the fifth word in the Aramaic. The fact that there's no vowels, along with the fact that you have the quotation marks between the last two letters, it's telling you that this is an acronym. So if you look closely, what I should have said is Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Wa'ed. We hu kavod lev dalad zimnin lekol sitar di'at dalad ha'are sod l'dalad sitrin reno v'yokmu ha kavod le'ela lev le'tata ukin mayachadin v'kol yom ha'tirein zimnin di'amaran b'hu tirein zimnin b'kavod dehu sod utrein zimnin dalet dalet min echad hare ayin bet hare dalati echad shalimu demembet shemahanu shlimu deayin bet shemahan ugid. I'm sorry, I don't know what those were, what that phrase is. Amrin bezim mizmor le David mize melech hakavod Hashem mizuz the gibor uzimna inyana mihuze melech hakavod al kein reay mehemna. Reaya hemehemana mehemna. I keep misreading that because the vowels aren't there. English translation for 7-11. This leaves us with glory. As it is said, blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever. Well, that's the Baruch Shem phrase. And this is glory. The Hebrew word is kavod, which is equal to 32, and heart, which is lev, 32, the sum of which is 64. And there are four directions to this letter dalet, which brings it 64 to the four sides, which becomes 256. And it has been taught, glory above and the heart below. And for this reason, the recital of the unity is said twice daily, in which we see it say glory twice, which amounts to 64. And to this, the two dalets of Echad, and we have 72. And so the dalet of Echad completes the 42 lettered names, and also completes the 72 letter names. And this is why it is said in a Psalm of David, who is this King of glory? Hashem strong and mighty. And again, who is this King of glory? Hashem of hosts. He is the King of glory. And this is the end of the Reaya Mehemna and a quick synopsis. Remember what I said about glory above? Not above in the spiritual sense, but in the paragraphs above. Glory is the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. And we see in this pasuk how 72, the 72 names, and notice the plural, and this is not a mistake, because there are multiple 72 names, as we have taught you. Those that are the 72 names and those revealed by the Tzaddikim. And the same is true for the 42 letter names, because there's the Ana B'Koach, but there are other names totaling 42 as well. I have not taught that as of yet. Verse 7:12. Man he kalo da he kal ila apanima a pitaman mitkacha kola taman mekachin. Leman techaze leitkacha, ech mekachin leia, behahu hekala, bekad meta itpetahu, tarin vechad maptecha, sitimat kinu fatach tara. Adli star, darom keden al kahana, rababahu pitha vizderas, behem dianyo tikuno vitatar bitra dikdusha uvishoshna uepoda umiladishivin zaginde uerimonim deinun paamon zahavirimon Tzit nizra dekucha amitheya deitkere tzit nezer hakodesh veitkeshat bedalet big day zahav uvdalet big day lavan vealhahu tzit Membet atuan milachatan leya umnatsan aleya venachir kol hahu hekala bimchorim ilaim. English translation. It is written, and in his temple everyone speaks of his glory. He asks, what is meant by his temple? And he answers, this refers to the inner upper temple where everything, namely Bina, is sanctified. There whoever is fitting for sanctification is sanctified. How is that temple sanctified? He answers that initially the gates are opened by Das. He explains his words. One concealed key, namely Dat, fixed and opened one gate on the south side, which is the secret of the right column. Then the high priest, which is Chesed, enters into that opening and hurries with his girdle, which is the secret of Malchut, and his implements, namely the four garments of an ordinary priest. Namely the meat mitre, the tunic, the girdle, and the breeches, which correspond to the four letters of Adonai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, which is Malchut. Subsequently, he is adorned with a diadem of holiness and puts on a breastplate and the ephod and a robe of 70 bells and pomegranates, which are a golden bell and pomegranate. And the plate of the holy crown on his forehead is called the plate of the holy crown, namely the yud of yud he vav he. And he was embellished with the four garments of gold and with the four garments of white, which correspond to the eight letters in the names of yud he vav he and Adonai. And on that plate, 42 letters sparkle, namely the 42 letter name. And the whole of that temple shines with upper lights. I'm not going to make commentary on this verse at this time. Matecha ufatach sitra achara devistar tzafon kedein alevi masera de Yaakov teafrish likud shabarichu v'kinor deser nimin nimeya Tatar beitro, yukdein istachar, maftecha ufatach, dehahu hekala, atara hautara, dekaima beemtaita, amuda delistar, mizrach, Ale itatar, Peshavin itrin, Beitatar, arba atwan dei nun tere sar dei tatar begilu fin dematan le ayin alav almin dei tatar beitrin disaife alma ad saife alma bekama Bhushe Yikar Bikama Yitri Kadishin. And that key, which is the secret of Dat, as above, turned and opened another side of Bina to the north. Then Levi, which is the secret of Giborah in the left column, entered. And he is the tithe of Jacob, whom he set aside out of his sons for the Holy One, blessed be he, and with him the ten-stringed lyre, which is the secret of the ten sephirot of the left column, and he is crowned with diadems, namely the mohin of the upper three sephirot, which are called diadems. And then the keem turned yet again and opened a gate in that temple, that gate that stands in the center, namely the pillar that is on the eastern side, which is Tiferet, the central column. It, namely Tiferet, enters and is adorned in that gate with 70 diadems, which are the secret of the 72 names. And it is adorned with four letters, which are 12, namely with the 12 permutations of the four letters of the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And these are the secret of Chesed and Giborah, Tiferet and Malchut. In each are the three columns. And it is adorned with engravings of 270,000 worlds. And it is crowned with diadems that shine from one end of the world to the other, namely in Malchut that is called world, and a number of valuable garments and a number of holy diadems. Verse 7:14. Istachar ha'u maftecha ufatach le'a kol tarin genizin kol tarin dikdushin temirin ve'itkadash ve'hu ve'kaima Taman kemalka mitberach bekama birkan mitatayer bekama itzbrin kedenach kekulhu bechiburachada mitatran beitzrayhu Kad kaya ut ke wande daf ke it ar le abut ki shuto. I know I've read the Aramaic for verse 7:14, but this is a commentary on the verse in 7:13. And it's really not a commentary, it's a question that once asked, and you search for the answer to this question. The title of this section is This is Pesach. What does the verse in 7:13 have to do with Pesach? The answer is, you're describing, Rabbi Ashlag and the Zohar is describing, how the flow of light, one, gets created, but also how it flows from the upper Sephirot, Keter, Hakma, and Bina, down through Zeranpin, and manifests in Malchut, and how that effectively elevates Malchut back up to Bina, and creates the unity between Malchut and Bina. I'm reading the English translation of 7:14. That key which is dot as above turned once again and opened all the concealed gates and all the hidden holy gates, and Zerahpin is sanctified in them and stands there as a king. That is from the aspect of Malchut, which is in the central column of Bina. He is there blessed with a number of blessings and crowned with a number of diadems. Then all of them issue forth from Bina to their place in Zerahpin, and all of them issue forth, joined together, and are crowned with their diadems, as is fitting. Once they have left Bina for the place of Zerahpin, they awaken Zerahpin so that he will put on his adornments.
Verse 7:15. Zer adita vedat nikudahada ke wandi azirat karma kidem kitivayelech ishmi bet levi vika et bat levi bat levi vadai Misitra dismala Each Eachid La Oshit Shesemala Techot Reshe Migoecha Vivu. And this animal, namely Malchut, awakens and contracts herself out of love of the song. And how does she diminish herself? Out of love of the song, she contracts herself bit by bit until it becomes just a point. And since she has contracted herself, it is then written, and there went a man of the house of Levi, which is the secret of the Holy One, blessed be he, and took to wife a daughter of Levi, which is Malchut. She is certainly called the daughter of Levi, because she is from the left side. How does he hold her? He puts his left hand under her head out of love. Namely, the left side of Zerahpin becomes the upper three sephirot of Malchut, and are referred to as a head. This being in the secret of the verse, his left hand is under my head. This verse is amazingly clear. How many sephirot are in the left column? You start out with Bina, or you start out with Givurah, or you start out counting down. Bina, Givurah, and Hod are the three sephirot in the left column. And they represent the three of the mochin, the brains, the upper levels. They represent Keter. Bina becomes Keter. Givurah becomes Hachma. And Hod becomes Bina. In the frame of Malchut, because Malchut only has seven sephirot in our physical world, which means it lacks the light of its own, which are the three, which is the left column of the Zerahpin. And as I said, this verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Verse 7:16. Uite make wandehi nekuda chada. Ech yakil yachada bin kuda. Ze'era ela ligabe ela. Komad humila. Ze'era da tushpachta. Bedailu yayo. Virabirgu aila a. Miad kahana rabba itarla. Veahila vechavikla. De ilu havat rabreva. Layachlin leachadakalal. Aval ke one diazirat. Garma vehi nikuda chada kedena chadim. La visalkin la leela ke wanda salkin la vayatva. Vain terrain sidrin ilain kedem. Ahu amuda tekaima, Piem saita it habar, Behada behavivu. Din shikin birhimu, Behibu rahada, Kedain waishak Yaakov le rahel. Birshimu din shikin. Mit dabakan dabadabla peruta. Adnach da. Nafsha de inugin. Kaka yaut. And you might well ask that since she is now a small point, how could Zerunpin unite with a small point? And he answers that as mentioned above, the smaller a thing is, the more praiseworthy it is. And this is a virtue, and she is really supremely large. For when she is small, the high priest immediately awakens for her, which is chesed of Zerunpin, who holds and embraces her. Had she been large, Zerunpin and Malchut would not have been able to unite at all. But since she contracted herself and is a small point, the Sephirot of Zerunpin can hold her and raise her up on high between the two arms of Zerunpin, namely Chesed and Gevurah. And after they have raised her up, she sits between these two sides, namely Chesed and Gevurah. And then the pillar that stands in the center, namely Tiferet, which is the central column, joins with her in a love of kisses, a love of perfect union. And then, and Jacob, that is Zerunpin, kissed Rachel, who is Malchut. For with the love of kisses, they cleave to each other without separation, until she receives a soul of delights, as is fitting. Do you remember the Zohar describing what happens on Shavuot? Probably not. But this verse is very clearly relating to what happens with the 24 diadems, the 24 jewels that we connect to on Shavuot. It's describing the process of the light of the Torah, the light of Shavuot, which is also the light of Pesach. Verse 7:17. Peshat adenavta nafshadeinu gim krad kayaut uvaya lepakta lehelaha mitkanshin kuhu bekaryan la migoy hekala kadisha kevod kavod kavod behekala kadisha bava ima God hevi amre mekudash mekudash kedein kar yarcha itkadash kad kaya utukdin ukdein ketivu bachodesh harishon rishon vaday viad mishku ekomer Viad be'asor lachodesh hazeh te'itabar sichara b'shimsha umad achawad b'kuda adakad nachta itvershat b'zer zer v'itmaryayo v'itavedat Hey, Yud, Mal, Yayo, Mikol, Sitrin, Mit, Kad, Shakad, Kayout, Reaya, Mehem, Mana. When she receives a soul of delights as is fitting, and she wants to visit her hosts, they all gather together and call her glory, glory, glory from the holy temple of Abba and Ima. And in the holy temple itself, Abba and Ima, namely Chachma and Bina, open by saying, sanctified, sanctified. In other words, they emanate to Malchut from their lights, which are called holiness. Then the month, which is Malchut, is sanctified properly. And it is then written, and on the first month, for it is certainly the first, and it is therefore then written about her, and on the first month. And therefore Scripture says, draw out and take you lambs. The meaning of which is draw down the upper days of Zeranpin to Malchut, and it is therefore written on the 10th day of this month, the meaning of which is that the moon, which is Malchut, has become joined to the sun, which is Zeranpin, namely that the 9 Sephirot of Zeranpin will use and illuminate in Malchut. And whereas she was a single point after the contraction, when she descended, she now expands bit by bit and fills out and becomes the final hay of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is full of emanation from all 4 directions and is properly sanctified. And now we have another synopsis, transitioning to verse 7:18. Vishkachar ha'hu hekala upatach tara achara distar darom b'shavim utrein yitrim levatar avtach tara telita listar mizrach b'chamshin nechorim Bechamshin tarin devina Levatar avtach tara achara Delistar Ma'ara be'ayin be'ditrin Bekuhu ramach bechushvan Taivin deparshayan Bikriyat Shema Umadit Kadmeta hi yo chaya what zeran bechahuzim na itraviat hadahu diktiv melo kol haaretz kevodo deihu kavodi laavetata. The beginning of verse 718 of this article is missing. That temple turned and opened another gate on the south side, namely in the right column with 72 diadems, which is the secret of the name of 72 that illuminates in the right column. Later it opens a third column, a third gate on the eastern side, which is the central column, with 50 lights of the 50 gates of Bina. Next, it opens another gate on the western side, which is the secret of Malchut, in the 72 diadems of the name of 72. And all the 248 chasadim, being the number of words in the sections of the reading of the Shema, and whereas this animal, which is Malchut, was initially small at that time, having received 72 diadems and 248 chasadim, she grows, which is as it is written, the whole earth is full of his glory, which is the upper glory and the lower glory, all of which Malchut receives with the declaration of the unity and the reading of the Shema. Verse 719.
Kadmate lechayal min deveachai birkan titzlota defatach be'adonai sefatai tiftachu fiyagit techilatecha kedein amuda temzaita idhabar bechada bechavivu din shikin tesichvan deinun netzach vechod delashonihu tzadik Beinaihu Lashon Lemudim Behahu Zimna Veishak Yako Lerachel Kedem Karan Lehahio Hayakavod Kevod Kevod Abba ve'ima mekudash, mekudash, kedein yarcha itkacha, kad kayaut kedein uvachodesh, arishon, rishon, badai. When one reaches the 18, the Hebrew is chai, meaning living, when one reaches the 18 worlds in which the 18 blessings of the prayer, the Amidah prayer, which one starts with Adonai, open my lips and my mouth shall rehearse your praise, then the central column, which is Zeranpin, joins with her with affectionate kisses of the lips, which are Netzach and Hod, with the tongue, which is the righteous, that is Yesod. Between them, in the secret of the tongue of the learned, at that time, and Jacob kissed Rachel, where Jacob is Zeranpin and Rachel is Malchut. And then that animal, Malchut, is called glory, glory with
and Abba and Ima are sanctified, sanctified. That is, Abba and Ima emanate to her their lights that are called holiness. And then the month, which is Malchut, is properly sanctified. And she is then called, and on the first month, the first, without a doubt. We're going to stop here. You'll notice that we're just not even halfway through. There are 739 verses in this section. Or not 739, but we complete the section with verse 739. So you can see we have about 20 more verses to go. We did about 18 verses. These are estimates because I haven't really calculated it through. I'm thinking we might finish this recording on Tuesday, or at least do another section of this recording on Tuesday, because I have the material for the RE on Monday is really going to be beneficial in igniting and helping with the strength and depth of your Pesach. Does anyone have any questions? Without questions, then we will, I'll just bid you to have a beautiful balance of your Sunday and a beautiful Seder. May I bless you with your Seder to be the most exciting, passionate connection that you have ever had on Passover, on Pesach. Because this is the year of change. There are many people sorry with this background static. There are many people who are fearful of this change. And I'm strongly suggesting, do not fear this change. This change is for the better. This change is bringing the peaceful world of Mashiach. It's bringing the Mashiach into each and every child of Israel. He may not manifest this month of Nisan, as many people are projecting that he will. But the energy of that peace, the change is happening. Look for it. Make sure you can see it. And stop being affected by the negativity that is still yet in the world. Pesach Sameach, have a beautiful Passover. And we will speak to you tomorrow morning for our 7 a.m. class. Shalom. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Amen, amen, amen.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.
The favorite
Shalom.
Shalom.